Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener again today with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to the Heavenly Father in prayer. Father, we want to praise you and thank you and worship you for this magnificent owner's manual, the Word of God that tells us who we are, what we can do, and tells us all about life, how to live it, tells us what brings on long, healthy life, tells what brings forth death, everything, tells what brings sickness and disease. Everything is marked in the Word of God. Lord, I want to thank you for this magnificent book, this owner's manual that tells us all about life, and it's the most important book I ever read in my life. And I praise you and thank you for this book, and I praise you and thank you for the privilege to teach this book over the airways, and may you bless the people as the word goes out. May they learn who they are and what they can do. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Amen, amen, and amen. Now then, we've been talking about you possess what you confess. Now, the average person really, or like myself, most of my life, I had no idea about these things. But, praise the Lord, when I began to get a hold of this, when I realized that just like I closed out yesterday, I confess that at the name of Jesus, I can cast out demons. Now, most Christians and most churches I've been associated with have no idea that they have power to cast out demons. But the Word of God says you can. It clearly says that in Mark 16:17. And then Luke 10:19-20. Jesus goes a little further. In Mark 16:17-18, Jesus said you can cast out demons and lay hands on the sick and they'll get well. But in Luke 10:19-20, he said, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on the devil and his demons. All power is given to you over them, and they shall in no wise hurt you. Nevertheless, rejoice not in this, that those evil spirits have to be subject to you, but rather rejoice that your names are written in heaven." Well, you fail to realize what a demon is. When a spirit of oppression or depression or anything else comes upon you and starts having a heyday with you, just stop and turn to that beast in the name of Jesus and say, "No, in the name of Jesus, it is written, get out of my life." Whenever a spirit of fear tries to come upon you, well, just don't let him do it. Tell him God did not give me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So in the name of Jesus, you spirit of fear, leave and get out in Jesus' name. You got to learn who these devils are and what they do and the power you have over them. When you learn that you have this kind of power, you will start professing these wonderful things and you'll see people get saved, healed, and delivered. Now then, I confess that my God shall supply all of my needs, so I possess all my needs have been met by Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:19. Now then, there's something you need to know before you can confess by faith. Philippians 4:19. Philippians 4:19 says, "And it is he who will supply all your needs from his riches and glory because of what Jesus Christ has done for us." But before he will do those things for you, you got to know that he demands that you tithe. You should be a giver. Just think, under the old covenant, Jesus demanded that we give the first tenth of all of our increase. Tithe. Well, hey, under this new covenant with all these wonderful promises, we ought to give more than a tithe. We should not think about giving so little as 10% to the work of the Lord. We should be giving more than 10%. Praise the Lord. Because if we give more, he says, "Now, as you have given, so shall it be returned unto you." So, which one you want to be blessed on? 5%? 10%? You won't be blessed much on 5%. You'll be blessed a whole lot more on 10% because that was the minimum requirements in the old law. But you want to really be blessed, give him more than that. Give him more than 10%. Give him 15 or 20 or 25 or whatever you want to do. But give the Lord abundantly, not only of your resources, but your time and your energy and everything you have. And when you do that, then he will make Philippians 4:19 and Luke 6:48, all those scriptures will, I won't say which one in Corinthians because I don't remember. I think it's 1 Corinthians 15, but it may be 2 Corinthians, so I won't give you that scripture. But anyway, I have here in Philippians 4:19, and it is he, or God, who will supply all your needs from his riches and glory because of what Christ Jesus has done for us. So praise the Lord. I confess that my God shall supply all of my needs. so I possess all my needs have been met by Christ Jesus. Now then, as I gave him the abundance of my life, my resources, and everything, truly as I gave the Lord all those wonderful things, over the years he has blessed me abundantly. I mean, all of my needs have been met. I have paid for my home. My car is paid for. I got a little money in the bank. I don't owe anybody a penny. I'd have all my bills paid, and I have money left over. So praise the Lord. Now, I don't have $1 million in the bank or nothing like that, but I do have a fairly nice home. It's very livable, and I'm able to pay all my taxes, meet all my bills, because I give the Lord more than 10% of my income and have for the last many, many years. But in doing that, he has allowed me through my life to have been blessed with good health, to have a long life, and to have all my bills met. I mean, my home's been paid for years. My car, in fact, I paid cash for it when I bought it. So I've never had a car payment on my car. I mean, I'm not on my own personal car. My own personal car is in fact, I don't even remember the last car. It's been so long ago that I was not able to pay cash for every car I bought one by one. I've just virtually never financed a car. And so, well, not in the last 30 years. So, but praise the King. What a wonderful thing. Now then, he'll meet all of my needs. Now then, let's just look and think about this a minute. What he's saying here, if we will confess, then we will possess. So whatever we confess is what we're going to have or what we're going to possess. The way in the Word of God is truly marked. You shall have whatever you say, whether it be good or bad. Just think. You can have good things or bad things. If you go around confessing bad things all the time, then that's what you're going to have. I mean, I look at people and think about, I hear them come in church, somebody say, how are you feeling? Well, I feel pretty good, but I guess my arthritis will start acting up before church is over. I think, my goodness, they are speaking a curse on themselves. They don't realize that arthritis comes from the devil, so give it back to the beast. Don't confess it. Confess that I don't have it. Confess that I have power over the devil. That's where arthritis comes from. All sickness and disease comes from the devil. Colds, runny nose, sores, boils, everything comes from the devil. It don't come from God. It comes from the devil. So kick that beast out in the name of Jesus. So then begin to confess who you are in Christ, and your life will begin to change. Now then, let's see what the Word of God says if we'll begin to confess who we are. Well, first of all, we say here we are new creatures in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:17 through 18. Let's listen to this. 2 Corinthians 5:17 through 18. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. Now think about that. We are new creatures in Christ. So we must begin to confess that we are in Christ. We are new creatures in Christ. The old man died. When you got saved, you're supposed to have let that beast stay dead. And you're supposed to have become or being become a brand new person in Christ. So leave the old beast dead and begin to confess, I am a new creature in Christ Jesus, and I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Now then, we are delivered at the time we get saved. We are delivered from the power of darkness, because Colossians chapter 1 verses 12 through 14 says that. Let's see what that says. Verse 12 says, giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has delivered us from the power of darkness, and he has conveyed unto us the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our sins. Wow. Think about what that just said. If the Lord in Colossians 1, He has delivered us, what He's trying to say there, He has delivered us from the powers of darkness. He has, in other words, the pit of the snake pit where that the world's living, He has delivered us from the snake pit of hell, and He has translated us as children of His into the kingdom of His light, into the kingdom of heaven, and made us children, children of the Most High God. And all things have become ours. So we are no longer under the power of the devil. We are delivered from the power of darkness because it is clearly marked right here in the Word of God. So if you're delivered from the powers of darkness, don't let that devil mess with you no more. When he tries to come and get you, tell him you don't belong to him no more. He used to have you, but not anymore. You have kicked him out, and you have become a member of the body of Christ. You're a son or a daughter of God. And so the devil can't do anything to you anymore. Then listen to what he says here next. We are heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ, because it is written in Romans 8, 16 through 18. What does it mean? Let's read that. The soul itself beareth witness, or not the soul, the spirit itself beareth witness with our spirits that we are the children of God. And if we're children, then we're heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together with him. For I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Think about what that just said. Awesome. You are an heir. In Romans 8, you're not just an heir. You're a joint heir with Christ. You know what that means to be a joint heir? That means that everything that belonged to Jesus belongs to you. So if everything that belonged to Jesus, and think what Jesus did. He healed the sick. He saved the lost. He cleansed the lepers. He raised the dead. He did all those things. Those things belong to us as well. We just have to pray and fast and seek God to get these things released to us, because as long as we live in disobedience and unbelief and doubt, this faith God that we serve will in no way wise share these things with you. But when you repent of those sins and start hiding His Word in your heart, wow, what you can see the Lord do. Then you can begin to confess these things. Well, if you'd like entire teachings on these subjects, give us a call, 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. We'll send them to you free and postpaid. Also, contact us on the web at www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. And remember, Jesus Christ is Lord.